Welcome back to my piece called Mold or South, the serial version of you, and on today's episode I'm going to tell you about the topic called group work among the substance abusers, and I think this one is an interesting episode. I hope you will must listen it. Like when we work with the group work among the substance abusers, which generally can be done in any kind of institution as well as in the community, usually the group members choose some common place, like it might be any worksy place or school or community centers, and there are a number of approaches available to solve the problems of substance abuse and alcohol. So when we see, according to Mr. Fisher, and he said that in 2004 that the group work is an appropriate method to deal with the problems of addiction. Like when we see, he said falling points are there, which he described in his way, like the group members must have to solve the problem related to alcoholic or abusers by doing some activities or small initiative awareness. So when you say that the group reduce the sense of isolation often experienced by the person or with the substances disorder, who may experience a sense of relief to discover that other people are struggling with similar problems. That time groups can instill hope in the person that they can recover, or when they reserve or get observed by other deal successfully with similar problems. Number two, when the group provide opportunity for the members to learn to cope with problem of substance, or when they absorb other coping with similar problem, that time they can give new information to the members, which is given by the group worker or guest lecturer or any instructor or other members as well. After that, the positive feedback about their words, skill and abilities from the other members will improve their self-concept. And afterwards, the group provide alternative family experiences, and gradually as the group members give the support and assurance that they sometimes do not receive from their own families. And after that, they may try out new behaviors which can be used in their own families. When the group provide emotional support to the members when they experience stressful or any difficult situation from the outside of the groups, that time the encouragement and coaching can happen in the group. That time the members acquire social skills that are needed to cope with anxiety and situation, like instead of depending on substances for dealing with difficult situations in life, and the members can coach and guide the member who needs such skills. So the group members can comfort each other in very powerful ways regarding the substance abuse, like confirmation in substance abuse is important, as most the abusers are in the state of denial. So by the other side, like who had similar problems in particularly powerful, that and the cost effective in many members can be treated one by one or by alternative way. After that, there were some benefits regarding group work, like which may get exceeded beyond the groups, and the benefits other who are in some way related to the members. And there are some important things, like when we work with the substance abusers, then we must have to follow some techniques and principles which was suggested by Connie on 1997. Though they said that from the substance or alcohol is important, like a minimum degree of motivation is needed in the group, and the members to make the group experience with the work with their benefits. Then that time the requirement is most important, as many of the patients in the group are forced by their families or they just forced by their lovable members to join the group. And that time the group member lack of interest in the process and therefore neither contributes nor gains from that experience, and many of them are not confident about the role of groups in their treatment process. So when